big announcement. Paradox Comics and Guards moving to downtown's Mexican Village, the building right on Main Avenue. There's been a lot of intrigue about that building, saying what's going to happen. And then when you find out that one of us, one of those staples of the downtown area, said it's going to be us, Paradox Comics and Orange Records, going to be moving on in. There was a lot of excitement. I tried to send that message to others who I thought might appreciate it, might be excited. And they said, yeah, I've already seen it. I've been excited this whole time. Thanks for catching up, Tyler. But I want you to catch up. And to do that, we have the owner, Richard Early, Paradox Comics, on Afternoons Live right now. Richard, my friend, big news. Congratulations.
Thank you. We have been sitting on it as a secret for about 6 months. So
6 months you've kept it from us. That's tough to do. I work with people that want to keep that secret, let alone 6 hours, not 6 months.
You know, there was that forum story, sorry to mention the forum, back in December that talked about how a 30-year downtown business was going to move into the building. And that caused quite a stir because there's like three of us. So the Fargo subreddit and a couple other places all made some pretty good guesses, but we just kept playing dumb. So
well, successfully done and well done. And now now the announcement today that, no, it's us. It's Paradox. And it's, I say us because I know of so many people that go down there for entertainment. They go down there for hobbies, go down there for gatherings, and saying, you know what, I love this piece of Fargo-Moorhead. I wish there was more, many more space. That parking was better. And you've got it all in this location. It just seems like a perfect fit.
It's not only, it's the perfect in two ways. It lets us build off of all those things. That's totally true. But it just feels so right to me to move us into that place. You know, if you've lived here for a while, you know what that restaurant meant, you know, and especially in the eras where we didn't have the expansion of restaurants and opportunities that we have now. You know, how many birthday parties and grandparents and graduations and all those sorts of things. So, like, I don't know, it just meant a lot to me to get this opportunity.
Well, even more showing about, you know, this being long-term Fargo-Moorhead, that, you know, there's legacies in the Mexican Village. There's a legacy with the operation that you have as well. Because one reason why I was reaching out and making sure friends and family that I knew saw this, because they've gone to a Paradox, you know, whether it's for the gaming, all the things that they've got those memories in your facility, in your business, just as you're alluding to, that people have had in that old Mexican Village building as well, Richard.
Oh, I totally agree. Whether it's you came for a costume contest or a free comic book day or a Magic the Gathering pre-release or new games that we're still evolving today. Star Wars Unlimited and Disney as a card game, and it just doesn't stop. Yeah. So, you're totally right.
This move, do we have a time frame? I mean, I know people want it to be done like by end of business Friday, but that's just not plausible, I assume. So what time frame are we looking at here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little complicated. You know, I've learned a little bit about, I'm not going to be the owner of the building, but I have learned a lot about how zoning and all those sorts of things go through, and that stuff just takes time. We're expecting the demolition inside. The building's not getting torn down, but it's getting gutted to the absolute studs. Mm-hmm. The outside is going to get completely torn apart. You know, whatever look, it will not look anything like Mexican Village as you know it. It's going to be a old bones, but a brand new facility. And that is expected to start hopefully within the next 1 to 2 weeks, which is why we want to announce now. We want to get ahead of that because that'll make great storytelling, social media, and the news. You know, you guys will be keeping up when that starts and so on and so forth. So, but our estimate is August. You know, like to be honest, I'm not going to put a date out there. Of course, it could go later because of construction issues, but sometime between August and early September at the latest. Like the owner says of the building, we're all invested in getting it done.
Yes.
So
you know, the thing is, you're still there. I mean, you're still there during that time, so people can still go get their comic books, all that, and just have patience. Something I have to keep reminding myself every single day of, just trying to have more of it, because I don't. And this is one of those situations that I'll be reminded, patience, Tyler. They'll open when it's dang good and ready, and those doors will be open. And it's not just going to be Paradox Comics and Cards. You mentioned that Orange Records is also moving alongside. Explain that junction, if you will.
Yeah, they're neighbors to us now, and we just got to know Matt, and we felt like the place was pretty expensive for us to take by ourselves. So we sort of started looking for someone who could take maybe a quarter or so of the building, and Matt was the first guy I reached out to because I just loved the idea of this analog entertainment building, that no video games, you know, none of that, which is all great. We love that stuff. But what if we were comic books, records, and board games? And that just seemed really cool. And he was just in the right place in life and super excited.
Richard Early, our contact owner of Paradox, that's who we're visiting with right now. You mentioned that analog thing. And what comes to my mind, and I've been seeing this now for a number of years, things that were somewhat nostalgic for some of us are now coming back more mainstream. I think about vinyl records. You know, and how more people are buying that instead of just saying, oh, yeah, I've got the old man's old record player and some of his, you know, vinyl albums that we'll spin on. People are going out and buying new. And I think that maybe not as pronounced, but even that comic book culture, right? I mean, it was huge and then it kind of ebbed and flowed. And now here we are and bang, it is just running all over the place. Those board games that you say, you know, you got the new ones with Star Wars, not just Magic the Gathering. You have some of that nostalgic feeling that's really coming into that mainstream vibe again. Am I misreading this? Do you feel the same way?
Here's a funny trend we've seen in the last even month. All of a sudden, guys who have spent, younger guys too, have spent their whole lives watching all of the Marvel movies and TV shows, they're suddenly showing up and buying comics, and they're all saying, I've seen every movie. I've watched every show. And it's time for me to get the comics. So that's been really interesting, and I'm sure is tied into what you're thinking about. Or back issue comics, people who collected comics even in the 1990s. You know, when I was growing up and getting into the business, it was 1993. That's 30 years ago. So now I've got back issue comics I've got in boxes, and people are coming in from that era and looking to complete their collections. They're missing this issue and that issue. And so 1993 is now 30 years ago.
Stop saying that. You're making me feel pretty dang old too.
So, yeah. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. But everything goes around in a circle, I think. So,
yeah. Well, and this is one of those circles that has come full and I'm here for it. I love that this, kind of getting back to that era. I don't know, maybe because it feels like maybe things seemed more simple during those times than they are now. I mean, that's completely a misread of course, what was going on in those times. But there's something about that feel. There's something about at home with what you guys got going on in this building. And, of course, that was home for a lot of memories. Your building has been the same. Richard, I'm just so happy that this is going forward for you guys.
Yeah, and we can build on charity events is something we've been very well known for. We do something called a Nerdy Rummage Sale. We've now got a giant parking lot. So instead of 30 vendors, we can probably get 50 to 75 vendors. And the idea is just keep going on and on, having a record show, having some live music. Lots of family focus is one of my main things. Family board gaming, family Dungeons and Dragons, family comic and graphic novel focuses. So just want to get really mass market and get very family focused.
Well, there's a need for all of the above there. And the fact that we needed more space to do all that. And you went out and said, let's go get it done. You know, you got a lot of happy people that are listening. Got a lot of the happy people. I've certainly been seeing the news spread everywhere. So there's a lot of celebration today, Richard. We're happy that you're able to join us. I'll let you get back to work, but the final word goes to you.
Oh, it's been crazy. When they first approached us, we were making inquiries, and we just ran into the owner, and he turned out to be the brother of one of my 30-year customers. So one of the things is, turns out if you're nice to people, that comes back to you. and he just created an opportunity that we couldn't pass, because our initial response was, why would we move a comic shop into Mexican Village? You know, we can't even envision that. And when we've been in there over the last year, it's the same thing. It's just like, no, this is Mexican Village. So, I'm as excited as everybody else is. And even today, still just sort of pinching myself like, what? This is really a thing?
So. Well, I think there's a lot of people that know that, karma and deserved. Yeah, this is a deserved thing. So take it, enjoy it. We can't wait for those doors to open. We'll be with some of the first people there, Richard, all right?
That sounds good. Thank you all much for having me.
Yes, well, thanks for joining us. You take care. Congratulations, my friend.
Thanks.
Yep. Richard Early, he's the owner, Paradox Comics. They're moving. It's going to be, of course, at the Old Mexican Village building. That's 814 Main Avenue South in historic downtown Fargo.